Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
On Halloween, there's just such good energy. I've been doing readings all day, and spirit has been so strong and so many blessings. And tonight's show is going to be really exciting because I'm bringing back one of my favorite people again, Heather Tobin, and we're going to be talking about the history of Halloween as well as some of the history with Salem, because she actually lives very close to Salem. So it's going to be a spooktacular show, and I am super excited. Heather, are you there?
I am here, and I love how you said spooktacular. It is such a pleasure. You know, we have so much fun. We really do, don't we? We were talking earlier. We have the best time. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Happy vibes, and I just hope it spreads to all the listeners, and, you know, it's just such a fun day where the kids get to have fun, and there's such a unique history with the whole Halloween, so I'm super excited that you're here.
Thank you. I am honored and humbled to be here, as always, my dear. So we got lots to talk about, and I'm psyched.
Me too, and actually, in preparation for this show, I was doing some research about Halloween around the world, and there's actually some really interesting things. A lot of the traditions that we experience or that we know as far as dressing up and also giving out treats started actually in England, and originally I read that instead of giving candy, it was actually bread that was handed out, because at that time of year in England, it's pretty cold. And so bread was handed out to children, and it was really to honor the ancestors that had passed away. It's really a time of celebration, just honoring those that have come before us. And so I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's also sort of the sentiment behind Halloween. Is that your understanding as well?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a fascinating thing, yeah, with bread. And in Ireland, too, I think so, the whole UK and Ireland as well, through Scotland, that tradition, and so much of what shaped Halloween over here in the States came from those traditions from England and Ireland as well.
I'm not exactly sure how the dressing up part came about. I do know that, as I mentioned, the passing out food or treats came from, you know, just bringing people together and honoring those that have passed away. But I think putting on the costumes also started in England as well.
They did. That's exactly right. And also, England and also the Celtic countries. I know that in Ireland, the tradition was is that with the belief that with Halloween, the veil was very thin between the worlds. And hey, for people like us, we're psyched about that. You know, like, hey, yeah, terrific.
Absolutely. That's right. I enjoyed doing readings today because the energy was just so high and, like, so easily tangible. It was really a blessing.
Oh, absolutely. You can feel it. You can feel it. It is. It's this other world. It's just amazing. And for people that were frightened by the thought, and you know, back in the in other times in history, there was a fear. So part of dressing up was actually to dress up in what you feared. So that's why all the ghost ghouls and goblins, it was a belief that if you dressed up like one, an actual ghost ghoul or goblin would pass over you. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that cool? And jack-o'-lanterns, too. It used to be carving a pumpkin was, you know, and they used to carve other things like turnips. I'm like, how do you carve a turnip? But they did. I'm like, hey, I think a pumpkin's more easily done. But part of the tradition was that by illuminating these sort of ghoulish faces that you see in jack-o'-lanterns was another way to sort of scare away or keep away evil spirits. And that's, you know, now it's translated to, you know, it's such a wonderful holiday for kids and adults alike, and initially that's where it was. It was used if you would alight and illuminate the inside of a turnip or a pumpkin, and that was a way to keep the spirits at bay, you know.
And I believe there it's still being practiced to some degree in some cultures, because I was talking to a friend of mine who's actually. She practices Buddhism, and she's from Vietnam, I believe, and she was saying how if someone is seeing their negative energy, they still recommend that they actually carve out a pumpkin and put light in it to cast away any of that negativity. So I found that really interesting, and as I said, she's from Vietnam.
That's fascinating. Wow, look at that correlation. That's amazing to have that world perspective on the holiday. That's fascinating. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I would love for you to tell our listeners how you know so much about Salem and some of the history. I know you mentioned you did a master's thesis on some of the history. Is that right? I did.
That is right. And, you know, that was probably... The reason why it was trying to get out of doing a more difficult thesis, but this turned out actually to be quite difficult. But I grew up in the town next to Salem, but I lived in Salem for many years. And while I was in graduate school, I was in Salem. And so I was really steeped in the whole history of Salem. And so I was fascinated by... It definitely fascinated by the history of Salem, especially around the Salem witch hysteria of 1692, because that's why they call it the witch city.
Yes, exactly,
which is a pretty controversial name amongst a lot of people, calling it the witch city. That's really how I learned about it, and I decided to do a thesis about what happened back then and how could it have happened. So basically it comes down to this, is not to bore you all with cumbersome details. 1692 was a tough time if you were a New Englander, because they were still ticked, you know, Puritans were very, very stern. And they were still having issues with not being completely separated from England. you had Native American attacks still going on, and then, you know, and that was the other thing, too, is that there were dangers. Of course, you can understand the Native Americans are pretty ticked that, hey, who are these people that have come over and taken over our land? So you had a lot of that. It's like, understandably. And so during that time, also in Salem, actually, there was Salem Town, which is now basically what Salem proper is right now. But there was also Salem, they used to call it Salem Farm, and then it was called Salem Village, which is really where the Salem, the whole witch hysteria happened. And that's now where Danvers, Massachusetts, outside of Salem is. But the problem is really what it came boiled down to, Melissa, and everyone out there, there were feuds over land. There were families pitted against each other. There were very strong superstitions. There was a bunch of very stern, I mean, the Puritans did not allow any celebrations, nothing. So you weren't even allowed to sing unless you were singing some hymn. It was considered...
Wow.
Yeah. These were dark times. And you can imagine, you know, it would probably have been quite boring and miserable if you were a young Puritan girl. I mean, it sounds pretty...
Of course.
It's pretty boring. And then, so you had all this combination of political, socioeconomic, and very strong religious things coming all together in the winter of 1692. And New England winters, there's no other way to say it, they can really stink.
Horrible.
Yeah. So, you know, all of these things combined so that people started accusing each other of all different things. And then it caught on, you know, this hysterical thing with these young girls who started to believe that the devil was doing all of these things. And so these young girls started kind of basically inventing stories and accusing these poor people of witchcraft. And unfortunately during that time, too, because it was such a strict, very religious, very oppressive community, the people, you know, the elders took them seriously. And
right.
which really sucked, because another thing, spectral evidence, which was basically used as fact in the courts, said that if a little girl said that she saw the ghost of, or the witch, you know, the image of someone doing something, that was admitted as evidence. Like, can you imagine little children going crazy?
Wow.
Yeah, and so unfortunately, some of the people that ended very tragically, you know, 19 hanged, and then Giles Corey was stoned to death because he wouldn't confess because he wasn't guilty of anything.
Right.
You know, none of these were. And the ones that did, you were damned if you did, you're damned if you didn't, because if you confessed, well, pretty much you're going to die anyway. And if you didn't confess but were found guilty, well, you're going to get killed anyway, too. So,
right.
You really
right.
Don't have much. So that's what happened. And you know, it, of course, like any hysteria, like any propaganda, it gets out of control. And tragically, before all was said and done, a lot of innocent people lost their lives. And the thing is also, you know, see, it was later, too, that finally this was stopped, because people realized, oh, my God, this is out of control. These innocent people
right.
are getting, yeah, they're getting condemned. And it wasn't until 2001 that literally, you know, this condemnation that all of the people that did die innocently were by the courts, that it was taken, it had basically taken off the record that they were innocent. Until 2001. Can you believe that? And as families.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, it took all those years, and the descendants, like the 9th and 10th generation, direct descendants of these people that died so terribly, pushed very hard to have this, you know, like, my God, this has to be turned around. These people were innocent. Exactly, but you know, it just shows this legacy. So now you have Salem, which really has, my God, I think they're like 26,000 practicing modern-day witches. There's a lot of controversy because, you know, as I was saying, I try, you know, to get into Salem during this season is insane. And having lived there, oh, my God, Melissa, on Halloween night, I would hide in my house with all of my candy because it was so crazy and the energy was so insane. And now it's even more so. It's just nuts. I mean, it's fun. It's great. But it's become a circus there, which is great.
And very, very commercialized. Yeah.
Very, very commercialized. Exactly.
Well, one of the reasons that I was excited that I was going to have a show tonight was actually because a lot of people, as you were mentioning, the legacy has lived on for so long. A lot of people associate Halloween with, like, negativity or something that's really a bad thing. But in essence, when it all started, it was really to celebrate those that have passed and to honor those that have, you know, that have passed before us. So it started out with very positive energy and very positive things. And then, of course, as history unfolded and all of these things happened, you know, a lot of people associate it with being negative and being something of darkness, but that certainly wasn't the intent when it first started to be practiced or recognized.
Oh, absolutely not. Exactly. It was, you know, it's sort of like in Mexico, the Dias de Muertos, you know, the days of the dead, the honoring. That's exactly it, and that's why for practicing witches who call it Samhain, which I believe is a Gaelic term, and it, you know, it's the practicing, and for people that practice very positive, we're talking good stuff here, it is a time to honor those, as exactly you said, who have passed before us, and that during this time where the veil is thin and we're balanced, I think, right smack in the middle of, like, the autumn equinox and the winter one. So I think seasonally, and this is a very interesting time. And so we have, and it was believed, too, that the fairy folk, especially in Ireland, made themselves, it was very positive, very light, And really, it is a very, I consider it such a high holiday of reverence. You know,
that's
mixing,
how I feel about it, too.
You
so
too.
So I'm always really happy, and I like the energy, because that's exactly how I perceive it and feel it as well. And like you said, in doing readings and doing spiritual work, I was really able to feel the thinning of the veil today and just really connect very strongly.
Oh, that's amazing. And that makes sense, isn't it? It's really amped up. And if you think about the collective energy, globally or, you know, regionally, internationally, it is, you know, a lot of people focusing on this reverence. And I, you know, I think, too, the spiritual world really, you know, it listens and comes through. And I think that's what makes it so magical and so positive. And don't you think, too, just the energy of the kids, Melissa, the children excited and dressing up and
using their imagination and the idea that they can be anything they want to. It's just infectious.
That's awesome. You're so right. Oh, my God, it is. It is. It becomes this, I call it a positive contagion when, you know, and throw in a few Fifth Avenue bars and Heath bars. How can you go wrong, Melissa?
Yes, those are indeed my favorites. We were talking about our favorite candies earlier today, so those are on the top of my list.
Oh, honey, me too. I was like, oh, yes, and candy corn. And absolutely, it's just sort of this wonderful combination and culmination of all these positive things. And I love that you bring that up. That's awesome.
And in celebration of tonight's show, I'm actually dressed like a witch. I have on my...
You are?
My, yes, I have on my skull t-shirt with a long black dress, and I have a hat waiting for me, so I'm going to be all witched out tonight, and I'll take pictures so I can share it with everybody.
You so have to. We all want to see this. Melissa, that's fantastic.
Rumor has it I even have a broom waiting.
No
so
way.
I'm going to try out my broom.
Yeah, try out. Everyone, if you look into the night sky, it's Melissa flying around with good tidings, like Glinda the Good Witch. Awesome.
Actually, do you have any idea where the idea of flying on a broomstick came from?
Do you
know? Idea of witch? No, I don't.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, this is interesting. You know, witch is just, a witch actually comes from an old, Germanic, what language is it? It might be Germanic, which means wise. So, witch just means wise. And so thousands of years ago, you know, and when people or more people were practicing paganism, is that there were always wise women and men in villages who did things, you know, like prepare herbs and maybe created charms and spells to help people. And so really the original meaning of witch was that, that it was a very positive term, to get the m out there. exactly. And, you know, I know with the broomstick, often too, there's a lot of very positive stuff with broomsticks, you know, about jumping the broomstick and you know, in pagan traditions where brooms are used to sweep away negativity as well as dust. And so as far as the flying goes, I'm trying to think if perhaps that could have been almost like a bastardization of the initial meaning of the broomstick, which was very positive. That's exactly it. I know in Italy with the strega, which is Italiano for witch, they were called the benandante, which were the good witches, who would do good, but they would fight the supposed negative witches, and one witch would use, I think, what the broom was made out of, but it was believed that people like sort of astral projected around and had these battles with these broomsticks.
Oh,
so
that makes total sense.
That makes sense. There you go. And I know that the opposing witches, the ones that were not supposed to be doing nice things, the maladante, that they used a witch's broom that was made out of this type of weed or something called sorghum, S-O-R-G-U-M. And so that, I think, is possibly where that came from. I could, you know, from what I've read.
I just find it really interesting. And, you know, I definitely work from the light and help people from the light, and it's all about God's glory, but I resonate very much with the idea of herbs and working with nature, so I definitely think in a past life I was Phoebe the Witch.
Oh, the best of the witchy witches, exactly. Oh, yeah, it's great stuff. I studied for many years in Salem with awesome witches, and I practiced, and I would even say that I could call myself a witch easily, and I with herbs and all different things. And I think if anything, it can be such a wonderful way, and because they really encourage too with the positive aspects of this whole. It's a craft, and I really learned, you know, about all of that through my witch friends who helped me do a lot of psychic and mediumship development. So see how it kind of all ties in.
It all comes together, yes.
And it does. It's
similar to shamanism, which I know you're practicing more of now, too. Would you, feel the similarities in the vibration, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, because, you know what, I think in some cultures, well, certainly the word witch and shamans in some cultures have been used interchangeably because it's that wisdom and it's the walking between the worlds. And you know, shamans and witches are incredible healers and they have many gifts that they explore and teach others. And it was so integral for cultures, and it still is in so many cultures all over the world today, and that's why, you know, I love, you know, when the word witch is given a negative connotation, it's like, no, really, at its source, it's so positive, positive and magical and in such a good way, yeah.
That's another thing I wanted to touch on, because a lot of times when people feel that, it's because they really don't know where it stems from and the good intentions that it all comes from. So one of the endearing terms that my dear friend Lisa likes to use is witchy woo. So I call myself witchy woo.
That's awesome. I love that.
It embraces that whole, you know, having the wisdom, but just making it fun and light. So
there you
go. Take it as a compliment.
Totally, it is. Like, I love that witchy woo. I know. And hey, there's something kind of sexy and cool about it, too. I mean, there's the witch vibe. I mean, hey, it's neat. And you know, I've always loved the inner chemist and the outer aspiring wannabe chemist, but it's always fun mixing up potions and lighting candles and setting intention, which, you know, when you align it with high, you know, with the highest intention that's positive, I see it all as really positive tools towards what you want to do, you know? And I
absolutely
think, isn't it true? I mean, it really is. I mean, I always think of Wizard of Oz and yes.
Exactly.
Don't you love Glinda? I would be her in a second. And actually, I'd probably be the Wicked Witch of the East, too, because she's just fun.
Yeah, even as I was putting on the costume tonight, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so different from what I'd usually wear, you know, all black. But it's just fun. It's just, like, embracing the whole energy and sort of embracing my connection with spirit. So it was just a lot of fun to kind of take on that whole persona that you wouldn't usually carry with you.
Right. Oh, I think that's awesome. I can't wait to see your costume. I really can't.
Are you dressing up tonight?
You know, I think I'm going as a teenager with a zit mask on. Why am I saying that? I'm saying it because I'm doing a face mask. It's like, I don't know. That's the truth. So I figure I'm going tonight as like 15-year-old Heather in her crazy nightgown and her face mask. Okay, so it's not that creative, but it's very honest.
Yeah, it sounds fun to me. I'd like to see pictures.
All right, you will. I want to send you pictures, you know. It's just how it is. You know, just putting. So I will have some type of mask on. It's a beauty mask, but hey, it's fun.
It works.
It works. It totally works. But, oh, yeah, I used to love dressing up, which was my favorite thing. I used to dress up as a little goblin. And one year I was Gidget. It was so fun, you know.
Oh, my gosh, that would be awesome.
It was so fun. It was so fun, and, you know. And it's just a great, I love I think when I was thinking about Salem and how people dress up, and I love how all ages. It's one thing, I mean, about Salem, as crazy as it gets now with, yeah, it's uber commercial, and it's really hard to even, like, I don't know, it's like Disney World at capacity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no moving room. And I've always loved the incredible creativity with the costumes. I mean, they're just brilliant. And
yeah, I was telling you earlier, I'm super excited. I'm actually headed down to Wilton Manors in Florida here, and it's one of my favorite areas to be on Halloween because they actually block off, like, three streets, and it's just a big parade of costumes of people of all ages and such extent and elaborate ideas. It's just so much fun. And the about getting together, you definitely have to join me one Halloween because we have the best time. Best
oh,
time.
My God. I wish I was there now. And I was thinking, oh, God, it's got to be so warm by comparison. Make me jealous. What's the temperature down there today?
72.
I mean, I'm so happy for you. It's awesome. There's something great about celebrating Halloween when it's warm out. Oh, God, you're so lucky. That's awesome.
So seriously. You definitely have to make it down here one Halloween.
Oh, well,
because it's a lot of fun.
It sounds amazing, Melissa. Consider it done, darling. I'm waving my Glinda the Good Witch wand and saying yes. Yes.
Well, we'll take a little break here and give out the information. And then are you open to having a few callers call in?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Sounds like fun.
Just connect with people and see if they're dressing up or what's going on.
Yeah. Let's hear from the people.
Okay, you ready? Okay. You're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Melissa is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you miss any part of this show, you can go to our website and find the replay link. And our website for information about this show and other shows is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. If you'd like to call in and talk to Heather and Melissa, you can call 646-716-9663. Are you ready for callers?
Sure.
You bet.
All righty. Let's see here. Click, click. All right, Ashley, you are on.
Hello? Hi, Melissa. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi,
Happy
Ashley.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, darling.
Thank you.
Do you have a question, or are you dressing up tonight?
I am not dressing up tonight. I am actually passing out candy, so.
Oh, that's good, too.
That's good soul. You're helping all those little munchkins out there, giving out yummy candy. And, Ashley, what type of candy are you giving out?
It's a hodgepodge of candy. I just grab a few pieces and throw it in their bag.
That's
there's
good,
some
though.
There's some candy bars, there's some Tootsie Rolls, you know.
That's
the good
good
stuff.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
Yep, the kids should definitely stop by your house.
Oh, yes, for sure. Just as long as no clowns come. I'm not fond of clowns, so.
I'm afraid of them, too.
Yeah, me too.
You too? Oh, my
yeah,
God. We've got,
I'm, like, terrified of clowns.
Me, too. They freak me out. And Stephen King did not help us with
not at all.
Movie, It.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. That was on the other night, and I had to shut off immediately and plug my ears screaming. So we hear you on that, Ashley, completely.
Do you have a question?
I do, actually. Should I push back my final semester of college due to a near-future surgery and possible future travels that may occur during the same time frame?
Hold on one second. Let me connect with Robin, and then also, Heather, if you're picking up something, feel free to jump in there, too.
All right. Immediate answer I'm getting is maybe push back, yes.
Yeah, I was getting that too. A huge
yeah. Yeah, did you get that too? It was like, you know, bright. It was like a giant light bulb with, you know, almost like a lit up yes.
Okay.
Because there's just going to be so much going on, and you're also going to need time to recuperate. So
right.
You need to put to yourself and really take that time for yourself, and then you'll even flourish more in school and with everything else, because it's just too much going on at once. That's how Rob and my guide was putting it, like, yes, absolutely, she needs to take a break.
That's exactly it. That is absolutely, and the spirit guides too. Same thing. Were saying to me, you know, Ashley, sometimes in the past, maybe you've done the same thing. We've done a lot of things at once because you're very, and it's amazing because you're very conscientious. And I think you know, you're sort of used to being pulled and pushed in different ways all at once, but. As Robin has said to Melissa, like, okay, time to take care of you, because everything will get done in its own time.
Right.
You know, you don't have to feel that it's like this or nothing. It's no. You just heal, and then everything will work out so much more naturally and better anyway. You'll heal faster, and then all of your goals will be met in a very positive way.
Okay,
and it
great.
Shows also that you tend to enjoy school, or you, for the most part, you enjoy being in school, and you can't really enjoy it if it then becomes a burden because you have other things or you're not feeling well. So to really just enjoy the school and enjoy the whole part of that, you need to be in the right frame of mind and be feeling your best to do your best. So definitely don't feel guilty for delaying school, because it's important at that time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Ashley, you rock. I hope you have a wonderful Halloween.
You too.
And Clown
Week. Yeah, have fun.
Talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks, Ashley.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So sweet.
I know. What a doll.
All right, Susie, you're on with Heather and Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Susie.
Well, I'm good. I'm good, thanks. I wonder if I can get a general reading, if you could see if you see anything for me in the next little while.
Okay, sure. Hold on 1 second. Let's see. The first thing that actually Robin is bringing to my attention is I do see some kind of change in work, but it feels like this change will lead to financial gain, particularly in the early months of next year. I feel like there will be either some kind of promotion or change that will lead to some, you know, financial gain. That's the first thing that's coming through. And the other thing that's coming through kind of strong is that you may want to have your iron level checked, because I'm picking up on possible anemia. Not anything to be too concerned
mm-hmm.
about, but definitely something going on with the iron level.
Wow. Yep. The iron levels. That's amazing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Because you might have been feeling a little bit lethargic lately. And also, I think you've been sort of stressed to the hilt, Susie. And some of your, yeah, I'd say some of your closest relationships, people you're near and dearest to, might have been just a combination stressing you out, feeling that you've been a tad stressed. And that's what the guides are coming to and saying. And that can sort of feed into that lethargy, too, and anemia. Anemia can sort of kick in, too, when you're drained. And you tend not to maybe take care of yourself. I'm getting a real strong thing, you know, they're telling me is a lot of need for self-care now. You could use a spa day, my dear.
Yeah. I was picking that up, too. And I do feel like there's new energy, though, coming in and a lot of positive changes. not only with work, but also it feels like there'll be changes in your environment, either not necessarily a move, but either getting some new things or changing things around, which will make it feel like there's more space. And just that change of energy will help things sort of flow. And your guides basically want you to know that everything is being provided for.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good because I am moving.
Oh, that's very good.
What?
And it'll be a great change of energy. And it's just going to be a whole new fresh start.
That's a good thing. Anything for on the love front?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Anything on the love front?
The love front.
I actually was kind of picking up what Heather was picking up. I do see some changes in relationships that are going to be less taxing for you, and just really positive energy coming in. It feels like it's not necessarily a brand new relationship, but it feels like there's going to be sort of an upgrade or a relationship that goes to the next level with somebody that you're close to. And,
yeah.
Heather, are you picking up anything
I
around
am too.
Love?
I am. You know, it's interesting, Susie, because it's in a way that there's someone that you may, like a friend that might be elevating to sort of that next level of romance, and it could even be something that you didn't expect. So it's almost like finding, being in positive, unfamiliar territory with a familiar person. And I think that's what's very interesting. And it's going to give way and also help sort of help to release some of the negativity surrounding love relationships that you've had in the past. So everyone, I'll say, too, is always positive in that it teaches us lessons. But this one, far more effortless and far more of a meeting of the minds and far more in common together. And a real passion, quite frankly, too. That's what I got very, very strongly from the other side to you.
Oh, interesting. I don't know any single male friends.
Feel like, though, it's through someone that you know that you'll meet this person, and it will go to the next level very quickly. So it's definitely on the horizon for you.
Well, I did meet someone probably through friends last Christmas, but I haven't seen him since. He's the only one that I would have known. It's single, but everyone else I know is married. So,
well, just, you know, remain open and know that it's definitely on the horizon. And a lot of times we have to get our work and our living space settled before spirit gives us the energy or allows that romance to come in strongly, because that indeed does take so much energy. So it may be that same person, it's just you needed to get those other things kind of in line first.
Yeah.
And then the relationship will really come in.
So you said it would take off fast? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I feel as though it'll develop quickly after you kind of have your living space settled and also some of the changes that are happening financially. Once that's kind of calmed down, I feel like it will happen pretty quickly.
Well, that all sounds good, because I just started a new job 3 months ago, so a promotion sounds good in the new year. That would be a good
thing.
Yes. Yeah.
I just hope I hope I'm not having to change jobs again.
No, I didn't feel that. I just felt like it would be a financial gain.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Maybe it's a bonus.
Yeah, very conscientious worker that you are as well. So, I mean, I think that people are going to acknowledge very quickly your abilities and that there's reward that comes with that. And with any romantic thing, too, it's exactly what Melissa had said. You know, I do believe that your spirit just sort of gives you at different times different things. And sometimes we can get impatient with what we want at a certain time, but it does all fall into place the way it's supposed to, and it will, and it's looking very positive and good on all, really in all aspects of your life.
Good.
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 Yeah.
Okay, well,
thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Take care, Susie.
Hey, it's Mark. Can I join you guys?
Please.
Cool.
Hey, do I remember that we all met at the mediumship training in May in Maine?
Yeah. You bet we did. Mm-hmm. In Kennebunkport, we sure did.
Absolutely.
It was just so funny. I'll share some stuff about the hotel in a second, but I want to actually talk about how I met Melissa for the first time. I was sitting in the room. Now, just to lead into the story, I had actually been driving all the way up, I think, from New Jersey, and I got this indication that I needed to stop. Spirit does this every once in a while, that I needed to stop at Dunkin' Donuts and get a gift card. So I said, okay. So I stopped and I got a gift card. And I drive up and I get up to the van. It's just absolutely amazing. And we were studying with John Holland and just had this amazing weekend. And I tell you, a lot of the people that I met there are some of my best friends right now all around the world, you know. And that's where I met you guys. And I remember meeting my friend Carrie. And a whole bunch of other people that I know that are mediums and psychics around the world right now. And I remember just looking across the room, and I noticed this woman, and she kept on staring at me. I'm like, I don't know what's going on there. And I look over, she stared at me, and then she's talking to her friend, and she's laughing, and then she's looking back over at me. So I start getting, like, really paranoid. So we go out on this break, and we come back, and voila, of course, the person who was staring at me was Melissa. And and I come back, and Melissa is sitting next to me. And, of course, as you know, this is a complete breach of seating because once you pick your seat, you have to keep it for the whole conference.
I remember that.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching Melissa. And at this point of the event, there's a bunch of mediums. They're up on stage, and they're all trying to bring in spirits, and John's coaching everybody. And I'm watching Melissa say something, then her friend starts laughing. Then Melissa looks up at the stage. She goes after her friend. She says something. Her friend starts laughing again. So I lean over. I go, okay, you got to tell me what is the joke. And her friend tunes in, and she goes, well, Melissa can see everything. She can see animal guides. She can see ghosts. She can see guides. She can see angels. And I was absolutely amazed. I was just like, you know, I've worked with a lot of spiritual people, and there's nobody I know that can tune in that many channels at once. And I said, so, okay, that's cool, but why is it funny? And she goes, because every time there's a spirit on stage, Melissa is already getting the messages from every single one of them before they're actually being set up on stage. And I was like, oh, that is hilarious. So... I think I turned to Melissa, and I said, I have to ask, why are you sitting next to me? And she goes, because you have this most incredible healing green energy.
Yes.
And we started talking, and she goes, you do know you have, like, this huge wolf-like dog animal spirit guide sitting next to you. And that was the first time anybody had ever told me that I had an animal spirit with me. And I was like, wow, that's absolutely amazing. So I'm talking to her and her friend as we're walking back to the room. And I'm like, well, what are you guys up to tonight? And they said, well, we're going to go back and hang in the hotel room because it's Melissa's birthday. And I go,
yeah.
Really, it's your birthday? She goes, yeah. She goes, I would kill somebody for, like, a cup of coffee right now. Dunkin' Donuts. I go, Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Hold on.
Oh,
I will be right back. I ran to my truck. I got the gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. And I ran back and gave Melissa, gave her a hug and said, happy birthday. And
so incredible. Yep.
So
and I
it was
still have
so
the little
funny.
Card that it came in. I still kept it because
that
I knew it was
an
important connection. So I still have it in my memory book, the little Dunkin' Donuts card.
That is the best. That's an amazing story. Wow.
But I think the funniest part was that for whatever we had there, I think it was 132 mediums, that we could all sit around the table and talk about almost the way most people would talk about the weather. We would be sitting and talking amongst ourselves and go, yeah, did you see the little child that drowned that was running through the room yesterday? Or did you see that couple who died like 6 years ago? And, you know, it was funny because the hotel was just so haunted. And, you know, it's funny because even as a medium, we can get spooked easily too.
Yes.
Oh, easily.
Absolutely. And actually, one of my favorite moments on the whole retreat or that whole workshop was as we were pulling up to the hotel, I kept coughing and I smelled smoke. And I said, oh, my God, like there's been a huge fire here. So my friend that came with me at the time, she went and got in there first and asked for a history printout about the hotel. And she wouldn't tell me anything. She just wanted me to see what I picked up. And she goes, oh, my God, there was a huge fire. And it happened right where you were smelling that. And it was just an amazing experience. Yeah,
that,
it was incredible.
Wow. That's incredible. Oh, my God.
So,
and
Melissa,
both,
do you
Both of you are so important to me.
Do you remember what the story was you told me about you and your friend in your room celebrating your birthday that night?
Yes. Oh, my God. We were in the middle of, you know, just having a good time for my birthday, and all of a sudden there was this huge sound of, like, something dropping. And my friend, like, jumped a mile, and I jumped a mile, too. And she's like, oh, my God, did you hear that? And I'm like, yeah, did you hear that? Like, we couldn't believe that each other heard it. And I go, don't worry, I feel like it's good energy. It's good energy. And then all of a sudden I heard, like, the spirit or the person that moved it say something kind to my friend, and it was actually her mother who had passed. But she was very, very clumsy, and she was trying to move a desk so I would have more room in the room. And I was like, I think it's your mom. And she was like, oh, my God, my mom was so clumsy. That totally would be her. So we were having all kinds of experiences like that in the whole hotel.
Oh, that is so awesome. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
great.
It definitely has a special place in my heart. We just had such a great time, and I mean, it's been such a long time ago, and Mark and I, we still have great times when we get together and just talk about spiritual things. And then you're such a light to the world too, Heather. I'm so blessed that I was able to experience it.
You guys are just the best. Look at this, we have a mutual admiration society going, and isn't it beautiful how it just started from that point? You know, and I go to Kennebunkport, and Kennebunk, you know, that's not far from where I live. And I always think of you guys when I drive up there because all those memories. And I'm like, oh, I want a reunion.
How amazing is it that we're together on Halloween, too?
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like it's so perfect. You know, I know the spirits are going, you see? Ha, ha, ha. It is. It's a great thing.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I hope you have an amazing Halloween.
Thank you.
This show
thank
has been
you,
so uplifting. And I hope everyone goes out, has fun. Remember the lightheartedness that's really associated with the day. And
yes.
Have a great time. And then, Heather, I'd love to have you back on some other time for sure.
I'd be honored. Thank you, sweetheart.
And definitely check out Heather's website, Heather Tobin. And if you need to know any more about me, you can go to my website, which is melissahevener.com, and find out everything there. And I promise to post pictures in my witch costume. So happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
That's great. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio.